Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
We're back here on Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Take control of your account management and energy consumption with the MyMTE app. You can download from the App Store and manage your account, improve your energy habits, and much more. That's MTE.com or download the MyMTE app. Well, it's John Mitchell from the heart of Tennessee, American Red Cross, joining us here in studio this morning. And John, boy, what a big week you've had.
Yeah, it has. It's been a big week, a good week, a fast-paced week. But all in all, at the end of the day, we were able to raise awareness and some much-needed funds to support local people that go through disasters or emergencies here in Rutherford County.
Held your 12th annual Heroes event, and this time, if I'm not mistaken, this was the first time for the luncheon, right?
That's correct. Yeah. We did make a switch to a lunch this year. By the attendance, it's a guesstimation, to be quite honest, probably, I know we had at least 320 people in the room, which is a higher number than we've had in the past couple years. And that's with the rain and a little bit of sickness was going around. We had a few texts going around saying somebody just didn't feel up to coming. But attendance was good, and the program was great, and the people we were honoring were equally great.
Well, I want to talk about those folks and have a few little sound bites here I'd like to share, too, from the Heroes Luncheon. Former Rutherford County Mayor Ernest Burgess was one of those recognized, and he had a few words for those who attended.
Well, the bottom line is this. We all have different abilities, and they've come with us naturally. And we just have to figure out what they are and use them wisely. In other words, we don't have to start at the top, but you've got to be willing to use those abilities, work hard every day, give it your best shot, maybe go a little bit beyond what you have to, but you will grow and mature and you'll be able to move forward somehow, just as long as you're doing your best and as long as you're trying to help others and as long as you're being straightforward and honest and treating other people with dignity and respect.
The words from County Mayor Burgess, and we've got all kinds of stories on our website. Bart did an interview with him that was played at the luncheon, and you can check that out on our website if you weren't able to attend. And, you know, the mayor's words were strong there.
They were, and, you know, people that have worked with him echo the same sentiment that's how he lived his life day in, day out, that he had expectations that were reasonable but high, in the sense that, you know, pull within, look for your God-given abilities and use those to help other people.
So he was which award was that he had?
That was the
Heroes Award. Okay.
Bart has been honored in the past. I'm going to mention a few, and I'll forget a few, so forgive me if I don't go through. I don't have the list in front of me, but people like John Hood, Andy Womack, Joey P, just to name a few, Gordon Ferguson, have been named this position, because they usually hold some kind of stature in the community that gives them the ability to have their impact is a little bit greater by the tone they set. And Ernest was a great person to recognize this year, and I've been around him a little bit, but being around him a little more, I truly understand what a treasure he is to this community.
The luncheon also recognized your Volunteer of the Year this year, and that was Mary Nichols.
Just working with the people down there and working with all of the volunteers was really eye-opening for me. And I think if you go out on one of these calls, it'll be eye-opening for you as well. You know, to see how much difference it makes to just have somebody look you in the eye and say, gosh, you know, I'm really sorry. What can I do to help make it better? And, you know, they just are so grateful for that moment, that one moment. I get those moments from people where I feel like I have a purpose, and that's important. Having a purpose is important.
So she, John, was recognized for the volunteerism that she does, and has helped out with lots of local national disasters and been helping on long hurricane trips too.
Yeah, and you know what's ironic? She has some connections in the Reedyville community, and so she knew a lot of the people. So when we responded to our neighbors in Reedyville with that response a year ago in April, it was personal for her. But as you said, she does that locally. She does that with a DAT response. That's a disaster action team member that responds to a house fire, which is our more, you know, it, which is the biggest activity we have throughout the year. But then, you know, some of those volunteers that are trained and have the time will take on a 2 to 3 week deployment to cover a national disaster. And she's one of a handful that come out of Murfreesboro. Actually, right now, Sandy Hughes, who we recognized 2 years ago as a volunteer spotlight partner, is currently in Texas. I had her on the program to do some speaking at the event, but she deployed with the weather situation that's been happening in Texas and serving. She's just very talented at what she does. Nissan was our title sponsor, so this is a good time for me to really thank Nissan and what they do, not only to be our title sponsor for the event this year, but Sandy Hughes works at Nissan, and they give her the flexibility to work abroad. So she's serving with the Red Cross, doing her daily duties with Nissan, but helping people, you know, with her talents.
We have John Mitchell joining us. He is the executive director of the Heart of Tennessee chapter of the American Red Cross. And the 2024 hero, of course, as we mentioned, was former Mayor Burgess. And, you know, this, I've heard from everyone who's ever been to this event that it is well put together. It is, you know, just a great luncheon now. It was breakfast for many years before. And so hats off to you and the team and all the volunteers who put this together. And it is a fundraiser.
Yeah.
So that helps with local programs, I'm saying.
Yeah. And we do say fundraiser first. It does, you know, it is a fundraiser in the sense that we are creating awareness. We had a really unique opportunity while we were raising money, and we did raise. Right now, we've collected $120,000, which is one of the higher totals, if not the highest, we've done. And that's, again, you know, thank you to our sponsors. Our title sponsor was Nissan, Ascend Federal Credit Union, and the Blue Goose Pond Association came in with our presenting sponsors. But it could, you know, the list could go on, maybe a little too many to read off here. But because of that support, we were also able to talk about our programs. So ironically, one thing that had happened within this month at MTSU is former professor Richard Detmer had fallen in the racquetball room with a heart attack. And Ray Wiley, who we had on the radio a couple weeks ago, he had made sure all his staff was trained with, you know, Red Cross CPR training, had Red Cross defibrillators. And more importantly, they practiced that. They knew that if they ever had to respond, there was a cardiac chain of events that they were to follow. And they followed them just, you know, exactly as they needed to, and they didn't miss a step, and they saved former Professor Richard Detmer's life. And we had him in the room with his wife and the students and some of the staff that helped assist in saving his life through our training.
I'm sure that may not have been the first time meeting, but I'm sure that there was a lot of gratitude by the professor.
Yes, very much so, very much so. You know, we were just really pleased to have him there, and we gave some smaller recognition. We're working on some other things for those students and staff members to formally be recognized at a later point. But what a blessing. You know, we were blessed. Dr. Amy Atchison, she also presented that she does a humanitarian law class at MTSU, and along with that, she works with our Service to Armed Forces program and international component with it's called, I'll think of it here just in a minute, it's the YAC program, Youth Action Campaign, and they did some really great work putting together an escape room, but creating awareness about international law and how that works in wartime.
Well, John, you mentioned just a second ago that we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of the Reedyville tornado. April 1st last year was a day that changed a lot of people's lives. And, you know, I've heard this said, and there's no truer statement. You know, it only takes one tornado to hit your home, and, you know, it doesn't matter if it's, you know, a mile wide and goes for 30 miles, or if it's, you know, a few feet wide and just happens to hit your home. It's just as devastating. And yeah. Thankfully, the loss of life we didn't have to deal with. But, I mean, you can still see the scars if you drive through Reedyville of what was left behind even a year ago.
Yeah, you can. And you can see some of the rebuilding, the corners, the home. Heather and Brandon, who we've got to know real well, that own that place, are in the middle of remodeling that. But that's a historic home that, you know, has got so much history behind it, and they're able to, you know, save most of it and are rebuilding that. One of the ladies, Peggy, her and her son, was in a home that basically fell on them, and the son was standing in rubble. She called for him. The neighbor said, "We're here." Nobody was seriously hurt, which is amazing if you would see that footage of that home. But the tail end of the video we showed a brand new home, and it kind of showed hope. Yeah. You know, it's like you go through these things and you rebuild. I think one of the underlying stories is there is, of course, the Red Cross presence. There is volunteers and community coming together and neighbors helping neighbors, but the resiliency of that community was equally fascinating. Working with, we've considered some of those our new friends, and you know, they were very appreciative of us, but we were very appreciative of their resilience and just willing to, you know, they were the first ones helping each other before anybody could get there.
Well, I saw the part with the minister at the Church of Christ there that helped so much.
Yeah, Minister Ralph Richardson, he's become another good friend. And, you know, when things like this happen, we're going to serve that community that fits best for them. We opened up a shelter at the school down the street. But that church was the hub of the community. And so we, you know, continued to work with them. We were doing feeding. They were doing feeding. Then we kept, you know, checking notes to make sure that, you know, we could concentrate on areas of need versus things that were already covered. And then when it came time to give out financial assistance, we did it from that church. Everybody identified New Hope Church of Christ there as the center for everything that was happening. And they were a great partner. And we can't do what we do without partners.
Well, and that was one of those things where you didn't know that you were going to partner with them because didn't know that there was going to be a tornado, but people, you know, want to help, and there was an outlet, and with the structure that the Red Cross can bring in, it helps to streamline those things. But I guess with every disaster, you find new partners.
We do, and that's going to be really, really key for us moving forward. There was a statistic that went on the board, but you could go back several years and say that we've been responding to disasters that cost, you know, $1 billion or more, not Red Cross money, but the total cost for this disaster. So it's a large scale disaster. And there was a time not too long ago, it was, you know, 20 days in between maybe responding. And now it's down to 8 and closer to 6. That on a national level we're responding. Yeah. So for us to be able to mobilize our volunteers and move them around, we know that working with community partners is key. And the, you know, New Hope Church of Christ and Minister Ralph Richardson is a great example of how we'll respond in the future.
John, as always, appreciate it. Hope you get some rest. I know it's been a long week.
It's been a great week, and yeah, I'm looking forward. I know you do a lot of sports, but my son's 11-12 ball game. They're in their second round of their playoffs, so let's root down the Rockets tonight for another victory.
All right, go Rockets. It's John Mitchell joining us here from the Red Cross.